I didn't realise it was going to be a lifetime of work, but I think that's how I had to look at it.
Hello, I'm Maggie Lee, and my guest this programme is the unstoppable Judy Kramer. One of Britain's most successful musical producers, Judy is the creative dynamo behind the blockbuster Mamma Mia films and the record-breaking stage musical with its score of irresistible ABBA songs. I wonder, how did the idea for a musical using ABBA songs hatch in your mind? Was the catalyst meeting Benny and Bjorn, or had it been slowly percolating, you know, in the residues of your mind for a while?
Meeting Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus was definitely the catalyst. I hadn't been percolating the idea, but I wanted to work in the creative world, and so I worked for Tim. I left Katz. I wanted to learn about production, so I worked as Tim Rice's assistant, which was working very much with all the projects he was working on, which was very exciting because that included Evita, and he was writing lyrics for Bond theme, for Octopussy, and so it was heaven, basically. And one of the first jobs was to coordinate Tim Rice working with Benny and Bjorn on what was to become Chess, and it was a very exciting time. So it was meeting the songwriters.
Can you remember your first impressions of each other?
Well, I can remember my first job was to go and meet Bjorn from the airport, which was quite terrifying. And of course, they were very well known then. ABBA had just disbanded, and it was an exciting time. But I wanted to know more about those lyrics. I listened to Winner Takes It All. I listened to those lyrics. And I kind of wanted to know what was going on in Bjorn's mind when he wrote those breakup lyrics.
Yeah, sure.
I have to say, kind of looking back, there was a feeling nowadays, if there's three women who are the head of the creative team, you would tick the diversity box. But back then, it was almost deemed that we would fail because we were three women.
It's interesting you say that, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Were you concerned back then, because we are talking about the 90s, that as a trio of women, you wouldn't be taken seriously?
If I was concerned, I didn't show it. I don't think I was ever concerned. I just knew that all the ideas we had were great and that it was working well.